We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Bosar B'cholov, Halacha Beis, Paragraph Hey. Rav Nosson Zal says, based on what we were learning previously, V'zeh Reishis Bikuri Ad Moscho, Tovi Beis Hashem Alikecho, Loisavash El Gedi B'chalei V'moi. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to show us the connection. He mentioned he brought this up once before, and now he's bringing it up again. That if you look in the Chumash, two things that seem very unrelated to each other are put in the same pasuk. It starts off speaking about bringing bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash, and then it says, don't cook a goat in its mother's milk. What is one of, how could those two be in the same pasuk? Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain now. Reish is bikuri ad moscho, ze bechinas mo'ere or. That first half of the pasuk that's speaking about bikurim is related to the mo'ere or. Shehem bechinas moichin, the moire or, another word for moire or is sechel moichin, shenikroim reishis, kamuva, which is called reishis. Rabbeinu Zal mentions this in chapter 1 in Likutei Moran, that we have the famous pasuk reishis chachma, that chachma is called reishis, the beginning. So when the pasuk uses the word reishis about bikurim, bikurim is also a concept of sechel, a concept of moire or. V'tzorich lirois lahaviam lebeis Hashem. And we have to bring the bikurim, we have to bring the mo'irei oir into the Beis HaMikdosh, into the Beis Hashem. Bibechinas roish bayis, hamavur shom b'maymer hanal. As Rabbeinu Zal explains in Likutei Moran over there in Torah Samar Zayin, that the word bereishis is made up of two words, roish and bayis, that we have to try to bring the roish into the bayis, to bring the sechel, the moichin, the mo'ere oir into the bayis. Sheho roish yo'ir labayis, that the roish should shine into the bayis, shezehu kiyum habeis hamikdosh. That's what supports and sustains the Beis HaMikdosh, when it's receiving this light, this sechel, this mo'ere oir. Ayin shom, look over there in Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal explains this. V'sehu, and this is what the pasuk means when it says reishis, your first grains, reishis bikuri ad moscho, tovi beis Hashem. Hainu sheyoyer horoish lebeis Hashem. That part of a Jew's mission in life, part of what we're doing mitzvahs for and everything is to shine these moichim into the Beis HaMikdosh. Sheze bechinas mo'ere or. V'zehu, and this is why in that same pasuk it says loy sevash el gedi b'chalei v'imoy, about not mixing meat and milk. Haynu sheloy to'orev bosar b'cholov, don't mix meat and milk. Shaydeze mizgabren chas v'sholom moire yesh kanal, because as we learned earlier, when you mix meat and milk, then the meat is able to draw too much power from the meat is moire yesh, the milk is moire yor. When you mix them, then the Moire Eish is able to draw too much from the Moire Oyer and to get strong and to harm it, Chas V'Shalom. That's what have to be kept apart. V'alkein nismachu la'adodi. This is why these two things are mentioned next to each other. Because the first part of the pasuk is speaking about shining the Moire Oyer into the Beis HaMikdosh. The second part of the pasuk is warning you that when you're dealing with Moire Oyer, be careful. Because, for example, you have milk that's moire oir, and you have meat that's moire eish. Don't mix them together, because if you do, the meat will be able to draw power from the milk. The moire eish will draw power from the moire oir to do harm. Paragraph Vov. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain this. In the next pages, it's going to become clearer. V'zehu shehizkiru ha-toira gedi b'chalei v'imoy. Now you're going to understand why the Torah makes such a strange kind of statement. Don't cook a goat in its mother's milk. This isn't limited to goats. What happened to the sheep? What happened to the oxen and the cows? And why the mother's milk? Afal pi shebe'emes kol behem asura. Even though in reality, every kind of animal is forbidden with milk. V'lav dafka b'chalei v'im, and it's not limited to the mother's milk. However, the Torah is hinting to us to be able to understand what's the damage that's caused when you mix meat and milk. A goat is called a sa'ir in the Torah. Soyer is also the term used for Esav. Esav is called Ish Seir. His country was Seir, and he was born full of hair, Soyer. So the Gedi symbolizes Esav. Ki Esav Moledam. Because we know that Esav, when he came out of his mother, he was very red. He's bloody. He's like the red meat. Bechinas Moireish. As we learned in the previous year, meat is associated, blood is associated with Moireish. Shehem Bechinas Damim Kanal. That's the blood. Remember we mentioned the term Resichas Adamim, the hot-bloodedness. That's Esav. That's Moireish. And that's what the Gedi represents. Vezeh shekosov, and this is why the Torah writes, Vayhi ki zoken Yitzchok, vatechenu einov meirois, that when Yitzchok Avinu got old, and he couldn't see that well, Vayikrez Esav benoi, he called Esav. The Torah is teaching us, ki keshechas v'sholom hamo'ereor mistalkin, when the mo'ereor leaves, when the light of the eyes of a tzaddik, like Yitzchok Avinu, becomes dimmed, Bechinas vatechenu einov, as it says, his eyes became dark. Azai hu bechinas vayikrez Esav. Then Esav comes running. Ki oz mizgaber chas v'shalom bechinas Esav bechinas moireish. That's when Esav, who is moireish, can come and get strength. Remember, he called him to give him the bracha. Why did he get the bracha when he couldn't see? Because he's the opposite of Yitzchok seeing. Yitzchok's vision is moire oir, and Esav is moireish. They're the ones who burn the Beis HaMikdosh. They're the ones who are fire. V'rifka shomazis. Rifka heard her husband telling Esav, go hunt and bring me meat so I can give you a big bracha. K'may shekosov, as the pasuk says there, v'rifka shemas. Rifka was listening. Rav Nosson Zal says, Rifka daika. Look at what's going on here. It was B'davka Rifka who heard this. Ki Rifka hi bechinas isha yiras Hashem, because Rifka represents the Shechina, the spirit of Hashem, bechinas Rochel, which is also referred to as Rochel. Listen to these next words. This is very precious. Kemoi sheshomati me Rabbeinu Zal. Rav Nosson Zal says, as I once heard from Rabbeinu Zal, shebimei Avraham hoiso hashchina b'shem Sarah. During the time of Avraham Avinu and Sarah, the Shechina was called Sarah. Ubime Yitzchak, during the time of Yitzchak Avinu, b'shem Rivka, the Shechina, the spirit of Hashem, was called Rivka. V'chein bime Yaakov, and so too during the time of Yaakov Avinu, the Shechina was referred to as Rachel and Leah. Nimtza, we see from this, shekol ha'imohis hein b'china achas, that all the four mothers of the Jews are all one concept. They are the Shechina. They represent the presence of the Shechina in this world. V'alkein, and therefore, Rivka, shehi bechinas basayin, Rivka, who corresponds to the pupil of the eye. Why the pupil of the eye? We'll come to it in a second. Bechinas Rochel, just like Rochel, shebo tolui hatikun vapegam chas v'shalom, in whom is dependent the whole tikun or pegam, Shekishimeirin hamoire or, when the moire or is working properly, it's shining. Azai meirin eineho alide tlas gavnandena ubasayin. Then the eyes shine well, the three colored rings of the eye and the pupil. Ulehefechas v'sholem. And when the moire eish is strong and the moire or is weak, hubebechinas rochel mevaka albonel chashom. Then it's the opposite of sight. It's loss of sight. And we had learned that when you cry, you lose your sight. The vision becomes blurred. Like the pasuk says, Rochel cries over her children. And we said that the first letters of rochel mevaka albonel spell the word mairav, which means west, which is where the sun sets, which is where the lights go out. When the sun sets, the lights are going out. The Mo'iri Oyer are leaving. That's Mairav, that's Rochel Mevaka al Boneho. And Rochel and Rivka are the same. They're both representing the Shechina. V'alkein, Rivka daika shamazois, b'daber Yitzchok el Esav b'noi. And this is why Rivka is the one who heard when Yitzchok Avinu was telling Esav, go hunt. Hainu sheshomo shemesoyer chas v'shom shlita l'moire eish, b'chinas Esav. She heard that there's trouble about to happen. The Moire Yesh is about to get strength, which is Esav. Asher zeh ha-pegam noigea eleho. And this pegam of the Moire Yesh affects her. Because Rivka and Rachel, we said, are the same. They are the Shekhinah. They are the Bas Ayin, the pupil of the eye. We know that these, the three colored rings of the eye and the pupil, correspond to the four letters of Yud Kei Vav Kei. Yud Kei Vav Kei. The Yud Kei Vav corresponds to the three colored rings of the eye. The last He, which is Malchus, corresponds to the pupil of the eye. So too, you have the four representatives on the throne of Hashem, which are Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Dovid HaMelech. That's one version. One version of the four faces on the throne of Hashem is Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Dovid HaMelech. Another version is Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Rochel. Rochel also represents the Shekhinah. Dovid HaMelech represents the Shekhinah. He is Malchus. And each one of these mothers of the Jews represent the Shekhinah. They are also Malchus. So that's why Rav Nosson Zal snuck in here that Rochel is the Bas Ayin. She's the pupil of the eye. She represents that last hay of Yudke Vovke. And if Rochel represents that, then Rivka's in the same boat. Because all the mothers of the Jews represent the Shekhinah. It says the Arizal, on Friday night when he would come home from shul, he would kiss his mother. And he would say that he's kissing the Shekhinah. You know, the woman, she represents the presence of the Shekhinah in the house. The Gemara says when husband and wife have shalom between them, the Shekhinah is in the house. If not, Eish Oich L'son, a fire burns them. Here again, the Shekhinah is the Ma'ir E'oir, the Eish is the opposite. It's either this or that. That's why the Gemara says that you make sure to light candles on Shabbos. The light in the house on Shabbos is called shalom. Shabbos Shalom. The reason why we light candles Friday night, the reason why we make sure to have light now Shabbos is because light goes together with peace, which is the opposite of fire, which is Machloikis Chas V'Shalom. V'Alkein Kora L'Yaakov B'no, and this is why Rivka called her son Yaakov Avinu, V'Toymer Elav, and she said to him, Lechno, go to the cattle and everything, V'Kachli Mishom Shnei Gedoye Izim, and bring for me two goats. Rav Nosson Zal says, look at what's going on here. Gedoye izim daika. Why did she say bring goats specifically? Ki minei ubei abo leizel beinarga. As we said earlier, when you want to destroy the sitrachra, you have to go to the sitrachra. When you want to chop down trees, you have to use a tree to do it. You need the wooden handle of the axe. You need a tree to help you chop down trees. So you need goats, which represent Esav, to destroy, to weaken Esav. Ki gedi izim hu bechinas toikef hasitrachra, because goats represents the power of the sitrachra. We mentioned this before once about that Ez is azus, chutzpah. Goats are known for their chutzpah. Goats are very stubborn, and you know, that's sitrachra. Bechinas Esav ish soyer, Esav, who's compared to soyer. Soyer is a goat. V'alkein al yodoi daiko, and that's why it's through goats, al yidei sheshoichten umachnien b'chinas gdizim, by shechting them properly, and being machnia the evil in them, aydezer nichna esav ish soyer. That's what's going to weaken and subdue Esav Harosha, who is b'chinas moirei esh. Ki hu oso me'ashnei gdoyizim korbonois. Because we know, what did Yaakov Avinu make from those two goats? Korbonos, Kama Shapirish Rashi, as Rashi HaKodesh says, it was Pesach, it was the night of Pesach that night. Echod Hikrev LePesach, one was used for Korban Pesach, and the other one was the Korban Chagiga. Valyidei Korbonos Huach Nosom Kanal, and we learned in the previous shir that when you bring Korbonos, that's what's Machnia, the Moireyesh. Remember? By putting the Korbonos on the fire of the Mizbeach, that's how we're Machnia, the Moireyesh, the Sitrachra. And this is why, if you look in the Chumash, the majority of korban chatoses, which is to forgive the sins, were goats. And on each one of the holidays, on Rosh Chodesh, we bring an ox, we bring a this, and then we bring goats lechatos, seir izim echod lechatos, and a goat for a chatos, for an atonement. Because when a person does a sin, chas v'sholem, boze, mizgabrin, chas v'sholem, moirei esh, He gives strength to the Moire Yesh. Shemehem boim kol achatoim chasham. That's the source of where all sins come from. It comes from the Yetzahara, who's compared to fire, a passion of tuma. V'alkein hatikun hu al yedei sirizim. And therefore, in order to correct it, once a person did a sin, how does he correct it? Through goats. Shehu bechinas toikef hasidrachra. The goat is the super symbol of the sidrachra. Soir, eish esav ish sor. Shemevien oisoi, v'shoichaten oisoi, u'makriven oisoi alo eish al mizbeach. We bring it, we shecht it, which is itself a major tikkun, as we learned before, and then we bring it, we sacrifice it on the fire of the mizbeach. Shaydeze machnien moire yesh. This is how we weaken the moire yesh. And we extract from the Moire Yesh the Kedusha that the Moire Yesh swallowed up. We take it away from them and we bring it back to its proper place. And with this, we could also understand the Soyer Lechatos that was brought on Rosh Chodesh to atone for the fact that Hashem made the moon smaller. You remember the whole story in the Gemara where the Gemara says that the moon came and complained, can't have two kings? You know, Hashem said, you're right. You shrink. So the moon said, what do you mean? Just because I asked a good question, I have to shrink? You're right. We'll give you the stars to make up for it. We'll give you this to make up. Well, all kinds of things until Hashem said, you win. I'm going to have the Jews bring a sacrifice every Rosh Chodesh as an apology to you, to the moon. Rosh Chodesh is when the moon is born again. The Jews are going to bring a chatos l'Hashem, as if Hashem is apologizing to the moon that he made the moon smaller. This is a major discussion in a few places in Likut Halachas. Miut hayoreach zebechinas histalkus moireor. The concept of the light of the moon becoming smaller is a concept of the moireor becoming smaller, the light being diminished. Shemishom hienikosam. That's where the moireish draws its power from. That's where the sitrach or the klipos draw their power from, when the light is diminished. Shehem bechinas moireish, because they're moireish. V'alkein mevim soyer lekorban. And that's why the korban that's brought is specifically a goat. We're going into the sitrach, we're going into soyer, esavish soyer, and from that, we're bringing korban. We're bringing it on the fire of the Mizbeach, which is a fire of Kedusha. We're bringing it in the Beis HaMikdash, which is Moireor.